Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I am still, and by the way, I guess people know that we read the guy who sneezed and his colon fell out. Okay, well, we read that. I can't tell you how many times I've been sent that story in the past several days.
One time was enough.
I mean, we described it and everything, guys. Yes, we talked about the guts, because that's literally goes someone's like, oh, man, his guts fell out. You should talk about his guts falling out on radio. A SWAT sniper ended a hostage crisis with a precision shot in Southwest Florida. They neutralized a hostage situation at a Bank of America. They shot the suspect through a computer monitor. The suspect's name, are you ready for this? Sterling Alavanche. That sounds like a soap. That's a Telemundo story name. Sterling also? Really? Your name is Sterling. So there's only two jobs, maybe three, that you're going to have with a name like Sterling. You're either going to be a very, very rich, like, oil tycoon, right? A porn star or a bank robber. That's it. Right. And he was one of the three. He said he was armed with a knife, claimed to have a bomb, shot him in the head. The other hostages were unarmed. And got him right through the monitor. Man, that was a shot of shots right there. And thankfully, again, the innocent were saved and they were not harmed. I do not want to talk about this 29-year-old Florida man who threw kittens out of a car while driving on the highway, because I'm going to want to drive to Florida and throw him out of a car while driving down the highway. He's going to take everything I got. Oh, my gosh. I don't even like cats. I actually do not like them at all. One of the reasons I do not like them is because I am legitimately doctor confirmed. I had blood tests and everything. I am super allergic to them. So I can't be around cats. And I also I'm allergic to goose down. Is that funny? Super allergic to goose down. Yep. Is that crazy? I know. I'm like, yeah, but those are the floofy pillows that everybody wants, right? I don't know. So this guy was 29-year-old man charged with animal cruelty. He threw these kittens out of a car while driving on the highway. They said that the kittens, they watched them tumble out of the vehicle. They tried to, there was chaos. People tried to avoid hitting them. They got the guy. He denied knowing them, but they were saved. They're okay. They're fine. They said that they made an arrest. The kittens are all right. They're going to get adopted. I wish every story ended happy like that. So the bad guys, you know, in prison. Florida man is telling police, well, a Florida man allegedly told police that he was Mr. Monopoly. Yeah. Ryan Howard, 33, is charged with resisting arrest and criminal mischief. He went directly to jail. He didn't get to pass go. He didn't get to collect $200. He went right to jail. He told police in St. Petersburg that he was Mr. Monopoly, and he was arrested, charged Saturday. And they said that he was spray painting a concrete wall in the area. And he's very smug, I have to say, in his mugshot. But he would not give his name. When the officers kept asking him what his name was, he wasn't complying. So he was taken to the pokey. He got to tell them. I'm not reading this story because this woman is a skank. I'm not reading this story because this guy is, is it bad? It's probably one of the ones that, oh no, it's not. So a man builds a 10-foot wide tiny home to spite his neighbors and then lists it for $600,000. I'm telling you somebody's going to buy it. You know that. It's a 10-foot wide, 1,500 square foot tiny home, and he's selling the house for $619,000. He wanted to build a large house on the narrow lot, and so they wouldn't let him. So he built a tiny little bitty house and just to get at his neighbors. And now, yeah. So now the neighbors are in a sticky wicket. Kel-Tec, American made, born and raised in Florida. The brainchild of inventor, mad scientist, etc. George Kellgren. He immigrated over here from Sweden, went to Florida, went to the beautiful Sunshine State and created an awesome American company. They employ a lot of veterans and they just have a lot of fun with the stuff that they create. And Kel-Tec, it's a family run company, family owned and family ran. a very innovative creator of pistols, rifles, shotguns, all kinds of accessories and gear. I've been telling you about the new Sub 2K, the Gen 3 version, light, foldable, effective. You don't have to detach your favorite optics to fold it in half. Ambidextrous bolt hole open. They've added a couple of, they've reconfigured a few things, including a redesigned operating handle, lightened action for easy racking, nice light 5-pound trigger pull. And all made in America, family-owned values at their best. See everything that Kel-Tec has to offer for yourself. Visit their website, KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Follow them on social media as well and tell them Dana sent you.
You know, somebody very smart said to me recently that the challenge with women's basketball is that most of the stars are black, but most of the great players are black, but most of the stars are white, whether it's who's getting awarded by the ESPN, whether who's getting noticed by the magazines. And like you said, if there were charter flights, Brittany Griner would not have ended up in a gulag, right? These ladies are flying commercial and they're not treated as like the men are. How much of this do you think, though, is the marketing potential of a Caitlin Clark? Because quite frankly, this is a league that is largely, as you said, largely black women. It's also largely LGBTQ. She's a white heterosexual woman. And so if you're trying to get white dads to go spend their money and buy season tickets, she seems like a marketing opportunity. How much of it is that?
Oh, my gosh. Can they ever not be bitter? That's what's her face. Joy Reid. She exists just to get stupid sound bites from. That's it. Otherwise, nobody cares what she says on her program. Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash, with you, top of this third hour. I'm so tired of hearing these people be so bitter over Caitlin Clark. She's like, well, you know, if Brittany Griner had charter flights. Yes, it was the lack of a charter flight that put the pot on Brittany Griner's person. That's what it was. See, when you don't get a charter flight, if you're going to Russia, pot magically appears. You magically get the cannabis oils that you know are banned there. And you try to surreptitiously stuff it away in your luggage, but you know it's banned there. It's Russia, for crying out loud. I mean, what did you think? She wasn't going as part of a team, was she? When Brittany Griner was going over to Russia, wasn't she going on her own?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, what the hell does that have to do with a charter flight? They just don't like Caitlin Clark because she's white and straight. That's it. They don't like Caitlin Clark because she's not a black lesbian. That's the truth of it. Stop. She's not a bad player. I don't get it. She didn't get picked for the Olympic team. Steve, let me ask you this. Do you think she should have been picked for the Olympic team? Because it seemed like she's been doing a lot of good. I know this is her rookie season, but there were chicks that have not even played a single game this season who are injured who got selected for the Olympic team.
I mean, there's a debate to be had. If you were trying to, in my opinion, if you're trying to get the 12, 15, 20 best American female basketball players, Caitlin Clark is on that list. But I guess I had to make a decision, and she didn't make that cut. So,
yeah, I don't know. I feel like it just seems punitive. It's like, I understand you got to pay your dues in that, but this doesn't seem like you're paying your dues, does it? This seems like they're mad at her because she's successful and she's bringing eyeballs in and sponsorship opportunities and all of this stuff. Like, I don't know. I mean, the whole thing is just weird to me. Isn't it?
I think they'd rather have a man play than let Caitlin Clark play.
Well, yeah, it seems like it.
She played in D.C. on Friday night because I knew some people that went. And they sold out the whole arena. And like the Wizards, who are the NBA team here, can't even sell out at all. And she sold out the whole place.
She sold out the whole place and the Wizards can't even sell it out. Wow. That's wild. Yeah, she doesn't make the USA Olympics team. It seems like, and she's really classy about it. She goes, oh, I'm excited. It's the most competitive team. And, she said it could have gone either way. She goes, me being on the team, not being on the team. She's like, I'll be rooting for them to win gold. She's way classier than all the people who are like gunning for her. And for her to be left to, it is, I think it's a snub, you know, cause she seems, I don't know. I mean, and Brittany Griner Brittany Griner has no business being snotty about it. Some said that they weren't even going to watch the competition. And Griner apparently tweeted something and said, bye. After someone said, no, Caitlin, don't got to worry about me watching. Brittany Griner, you're an American embarrassment. Stop. You don't need to be. You don't even have any ground to be catty over Caitlin Clark at all whatsoever. For real. It's I don't know. She's being classy about it. She's looking at the long game. But now I'm wondering, does the WNBA, do they want to be militant identity politic, or do they want to be a successful league? Because I feel like they don't want to be a successful league. It feels like they want to be militantly identity politic to the point where merit and competitiveness are number two. I mean, that's what it seems like. I read this piece that said, oh man, this team is going to be the gayest team in the Olympics. Like literally, like half of the, they said half of the team are, they're, half of the team are lesbians. Does that, to me, her not conforming with identity politics and not making that like her number one identity feels like it hurts her. See, this is what I don't get. Since we have a whole month for this stuff, what I don't get is how some of these activists claim that they want to be, I guess, cleaved in or completely viewed as just the same as everyone else, but they make their sexual identity their number one identity to the point where everything else about them is overshadowed. And then if you point out that that seems to be hypocritical, then you're called a bigot. Right? It seems, it's just, it's weird. And it feels like that with the WNBA. I don't know. I think it's dumb that she's not, am I going to, was I going to, I wasn't going to watch women's basketball in the first place. Look, I don't even watch WNBA now. And I like basketball, but I don't watch WNBA. I don't have time for this. Is there so much, there seems like more drama than on the men's court. It's good grief. But I think she can take it. I think she's used to, you know, stuff like this. But I mean, clearly her popularity is making a lot of these other players feel uncomfortable. And you know, if these women are unappreciative of that, if they don't see that a rising tide raises all ships, then go back to having them fly commercial. Go back to all this stuff. They want all the perks that come with Caitlin Clark, but they don't want Caitlin Clark. That's sad to be that little in your thinking. I also think, you know what? You know what this goes to show? Is this is a problem with women, gay or straight. Women are like this. Aren't they, King? They are like this. I cannot stand most women. They're just bitches. I can't stand them. There's a handful of women that I actually like. And in this industry, it's even smaller. Some of the craziest women are women that wear these big old crosses and they go on cable news and they act like holier than thou pundits. And I know the real story. Like, come on. I cannot. One day I'm going to write a book and names will be named. But I just, it's, there's this idea that's so prevalent amongst women that I don't see it with men, a scarcity of access or a scarcity of opportunity. And my friend Carol Roth and I have talked about this before. She's like one of the few women I actually like. And they're not, it's, they're women who I think revel in the sufferings of other women. And they view every woman as competition. And what I find so interesting about this WNBA stuff is that you can be a militant black lesbian, but you are not immune. You are a woman still, and you are still doing this stuff even in the WNBA. So there are some things you cannot change. And there are women who want to cosplay as men and act like they're transgender men. They do the same thing. It is a woman thing. It is innate. Not every woman, but most women. It's very interesting to watch this. But the WNBA seems like the world's worst workplace because it's all broads. All women. It's like the world's worst workplace. And Caitlin Clark, bless her heart, rookie. She's hated because she's straight. She's hated because she's white. She's hated because she's not into identity politics. She keeps the drama off the court. She shows up, just does what she does. People hate her for it. They're jealous of her. They're jealous of her youth. They're jealous of her talent. They're jealous of her presence, her influence. I'd be like, thanks, girl, for us flying charter. Thanks for us being able to fly charter. That's awesome. Thanks for that. this is how women should look at stuff like this. You know, if you have to worry about being replaced, if you are replaced by somebody better than you, it's deserved. So strive to be better. Take a look at it.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
James Madison writes in Federalist 51 that men are not angels. Their passions and self-interest often get the better of their reason and sense of justice. So we need government in order to protect our rights against those who would take them away. But for the same reason, Madison writes, government must be limited, because people in government have passions and interests too. Many Americans today forget this. Supposing that we can do away with constitutional limits on government, supposing that the unelected bureaucrats being put in charge of our health care, for example, will rule as if they are angels. If Madison was correct about human nature, this is foolish and dangerous.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
First responders have reported a spike in 911 calls linked to hallucinogenic mushrooms. Why are you can't? It's in Hawaii. They said Honolulu emergency workers are warning the public about the dangers of consuming wild mushrooms because apparently, guys, people are out hiking in Hawaii and they're looking at these mushrooms like, oh, this looks tasty. And they think it's a little trail snack, and they're eating it, and then they're tripping beans, and they don't understand what's happening. Don't stop. Just stop eating the stuff you find in the woods. Just stop it. They said in April, there was someone who ate, they were hiking, and they ate, I could do a whole segment on this. They ate a mushroom, and then they started freaking out because they were hallucinating, and they had to go and get them. There was another hiker last month that had to be airlifted. And they said that people are just, they're losing their minds. So stop eating this. Stop it. Stop eating the stuff, the flora and the fauna. I just didn't think that people had to be told that. Like, if you're out there hiking already, shouldn't you know? I mean, you've gone to REI, you've overpaid for like outside accessories. So shouldn't this, you like know at least this? Cities are seizing illegal mopeds and scooters amidst a backlash against food delivery drivers. These people who are complaining about the food delivery drivers wouldn't last a day in Italy. They said that the soaring demand for delivery food, there's a small army of couriers where scooters, motorcycles, and mopeds are zipping in and out of traffic, hopping onto sidewalks, dropping off salads and sandwiches. Look, I feel like I was baptized by fire when we were on vacation in Italy because those people do not care. The roads are a suggestion. Traffic signals are merely just, you know, ideas. Nobody cares. It's just I watched a woman almost die on her little moped and zipping around. They all do that. It's crazy. They said that pedestrians are terrorized. But you know what? Bicyclists are worse. I said it. I will fight on that hill. It's true. It's absolutely true. This is really sad. A TV doctor was tragically confirmed dead by his family after his body was discovered behind a coastal bar on a Greek island. So he and his wife, he works over at Daily Mail, Dr. Michael Mosley. I'm not very familiar with him, but he was, I guess his wife was at the hotel and he went out hiking and he took a wrong turn and fell. That's so sad. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store. Can I switch it up and tell you about, I can't believe I'm sharing this story with you. I don't want to share it. It's a culture story. You know which one I'm going to. I saw this over the weekend. Because, you know, it's, we only get one day for D-Day to observe that. Now get over it. You get the whole month for how people get it out. A top cancer charity apologized for using the word cervix instead of trans-friendly front hole.
What?
A top cancer charity. It's the Canadian Cancer Society. The Canadian Cancer Society. They have a webpage that's about cervical cancer. And the cervical part of the cervical cancer apparently made the trans Tifa mad. And they said that that many non-binary people have mixed feelings and they feel distance from that term. And so they apologized for it. And they said that they recognize the limitations of the words that we've used, and they were sorry that they didn't use the words front hole. This is literally what they posted. Quote, "We recognize that many trans men and non-binary people may have mixed feelings about or feel distanced from words like cervix. You may prefer other words such as front hole. We recognize the limitations of the words that we've used while also acknowledging the need for simplicity. Another reason we use words like cervix is to normalize the reality that men can have these body parts too." You stop being a health anything. They don't have cervixes because they're men. Front hole? I will punch you in your front hole. Front hole? Really? That's where we're at?
We need to consult the FCC. Can we even say?
I just said it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We should probably stop saying it, but I mean.
Front hole.
I'm not. I mean, I'm just hoping you'll stop saying it. Now you're mouthing it.
Run, fay, ol, hay.
But I'm going to have to reach out to the FCC and see what that's about.
Yeah, I don't. If anybody wants to report us on that, they can. We'll stick our boot in their front hole. How about that?
No. But in what world is the term front hole friendly to any group, let alone the trans group?
This is like Idiocracy. Can you imagine going to the doctor? Yeah, I need. Why are you here? I'm here because I need to look at my front hole.
You tell people, like, shut your pie hole. Like, it's not a. It's
a
not
hole
a term,
specifically for pie.
Right. It's not like, hey, we're trying to be friendly with this language.
That sounds like confusing. You know how many front holes there are? You got three of them on your face. Actually, five. But, you know, you have five holes on your face alone.
Really thought we could conclude.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. No.
Not happening?
No. This is what they wanted, Kane. Oh. So we're going to engage. And we are going to just absurdity all the way. Full on absurdity. Crank it to 11. Goes to 11. You know, it's one louder.
I can just text.
They said that they recognize the limitations of words. You mean limitations of words because they're limited in that you don't have it? That? Like what? You feel distance from words like cervix? Yeah, you should because it's really far away from you, as in not a part of your person. It's not. But it's a, guys, it's the Canadian Cancer Society. Canadian Cancer Society. And they're posting stuff like this and apologizing for it. Again, how would you feel comfortable if you went in to get a checkup or something and your doctor was like, yeah, you know, we're going to go ahead and do an examination of your front hole. And you'd be like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, because it sounds very scientific-y, right? Much anatomy. Yeah, it's your front hole. And then we're going to look at your side holes here. Your ears, I guess. Going to look at your side holes. We're also going to take a peek at your food hole, too. Well, here are all the holes. We're the hole doctor. It's the hole doctor, right? I'm just saying, do you know how dumb that sounds? That's like Idiocracy levels of stupid. We're not even going to say specific things. Do you also realize how that diminishes the very thing that they claim that they're trying to raise advocacy for? Not only do men not have cervixes, men cannot get cervical cancer. To pretend that a man who does not have a cervix can get cervical cancer is stupid. To have a woman who claims that she's a man, but hey, she's got this thing here too, that means you're still a woman. You're always going to be a woman. Everything about you is woman. You can, in your mind, pretend you're a dude all day long. And normally, I would not have a problem with that because I don't care. I'm not Jesus. I don't have a heart for people. I don't care enough, right? I just don't. I try, but I don't. I don't care what you do. But the moment you start telling me to use words like front hole and you downplay the advocacy of a very serious disease, that's when it gets personal. And that's, I think women have every right to get mad about that. I can't believe that they actually felt that they had to post it, which means that they obviously got enough pushback to to apparently make them feel like they had to post something about it. This is insane. They're making women a joke. I mean, it's cervix. It's not a hole. You realize this, right? It's like a whole, right? People know this. It's an entire thing. Oh my gosh. To just say, well, it's Cain. I don't even want to explain to you about neocervixes and where they come from.
Neo?
Yeah, it's like a Franken cervix.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And where they come from?
Yeah, it's a lab made.
Oh. It's not from like a pig or something?
No, they, you know how like Charlie Brown did that little Christmas tree?
Right.
So they have doctors come in and take male copulatory organ skin and Frankenstein you want to.
All right. I have never wanted commercials more than
commercials. No,
right
this
now.
Is how, this is our science now, guys. This is science
and
now.
I'm texting the FCC to see if we've.
Are you literally snitching on me?
I want to see if we broke any rules.
Oh my gosh. Wait, that's not how this works.
It feels like
you
it
wait
to me.
For someone to snitch on you. You don't snitch on
it
yourself.
Feels like.
Golly.
Did something wrong this segment.
You know, go tell Pam in HR. Go tell her.
No.
You go and tell her.
Never talk to HR.
She's like a troll cave. You know that? Like you got to pay the troll toll just to get in to see Pam and HR.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.